Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love and segment on Inspiration Sunday. Today is October the 9th, 2016. I am your host and your spiritual love coach, purpose and abundance coach. The Awakening with Katina Love show is a go-to resource for self-help, healing, and spiritual growth. It is a platform for new thought leaders, spiritual healers, life coaches, wellness coaches, new age ministers, and the like, to inspire and empower others to live their best life. It is a catalyst for enlightenment, empowerment, and self-reliance. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show, please send an email to Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, love@mail.com. You can connect with me on the Facebook page, The Awakening with Katina Love Ministries. Our special guest today is Dave Daly, the Monster Motivator. His website is Dave, DaveDaleyMM.com. A motorcycle accident proved to be a catalyst he needed to delve into personal development and his own potential. Dave is very transparent about his background, his high school dropout status, and the fact that he was told that he wouldn't amount to much as an adult. He's known as a straight-talking authority on leadership, personal development, and helping other people to conquer their fears so they can move forward in their lives. Dave is here today to help you break through your own fear barriers. Dave, thanks so much for being a guest today. How are you?
Katina, how are you? Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to get this going.
Awesome. So you're out there in San Diego, California. How's
yeah,
the weather today?
You know, believe it or not, it's about 78 and sunny. I tell people all the time if I wasn't sure what I was going to do out here, I'd be the weatherman because that's like stealing money. tomorrow's 78 and sunny, and so is next week. So it's I absolutely love it.
Wow, I can't wait to come and visit out there. I used to live out there years ago, but I can't wait to come back and visit. So wow, thanks for being a guest today. You have such an amazing story. I can't wait for you to share it with us.
Yeah, you know I share everywhere I go, and it seems to connect with a lot of people on a lot of different levels. Actually, when I do my keynote speaking in the corporate world, and also mm-hmm. I have a host of Monster Motivator TV. But if you'd like, I can kind of give your audience who I am, you know, where I came from, and where I'm going
today.
Absolutely. Last 20 plus years, I've been an entrepreneur. That's definitely my DNA. And I've been mm-hmm. fortunate enough over the last 20 years to have built and sold three companies in three different industries. But it sure mm-hmm. didn't start out that way, Katina. It was, as we say on the East Coast, I had a rough paper route.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, left back
right.
That's it. I was left back in the second grade, diagnosed with ADD, mm-hmm. said I had a learning disorder, and never graduated high school. And at 19 years old, if things don't go my way, I'm looking at 8 to 10 years. I'm sitting in a jail cell looking at 8 to 10 years if things don't go my
mm-hmm.
way. So
wow.
To say it was some obstacles and fear barriers to get through, absolutely from day one. But it's
mm-hmm.
made me who I am today.
Right. Because the things that we've gone through, our stories, is what make us who we are. We go through these things because so that we can help others who are going through the same thing, right?
Oh, 100%. It's I tell people when they come onto my my live stream TV show, you know, your story's not about you. See, your story's
right.
You made it through. You were tough enough to make it through because there's somebody else out there that's trying to understand, can they get through it? Is there a possibility of them getting through it? And your story could help that person.
Absolutely. So you just got back from Arizona. Were you doing a book tour out there? Are you on a book tour right now?
Yeah, we just I did a book tour here in Southern California, and then we booked a few spots in Arizona. So I was a complete gypsy the whole week. I went from the bottom of the state
wow.
over to the top of the state, back down, but it was a lot of fun. And also integrated the Monster Motivator TV shows. We had some awesome people guests on the show. So I combined both. It was a great, great week.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. So, Dave, share with us your message, your main message that you want to get across to people.
You know, I speak on two subjects when I do my keynote mm-hmm. speaking, and my information maps to one basic area, and that's your self-image. I believe that you can build mm-hmm. your self-image up, you can tear it down, but you cannot outperform it. So you can build that up, you can tear it down,
mm-hmm.
but you cannot outperform it. And everything I speak on leadership through motivation,
mm-hmm.
inspiration, and perspiration. And I also speak on how to identify and crush those dreaded fear barriers every single time, because I believe those two subjects are going to relate to every single person, whether I'm speaking in a corporate event or I'm speaking
mm-hmm.
honestly to a group of women, stay-at-home moms, because we all
right.
have fear barriers. We all need to identify
right.
them, because if not, I consider the fear barrier the ultimate bully in life, and the only way to stop
mm-hmm.
a bully is to step up, and I want to teach you how to get your lunch
That's
money
right.
back from that bully.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions, like with the different sectors of people that you deal with. Just say kids who are being bullied at school, like what is your message to them? Like what are the main things the kids in school deal with when it comes to fear?
Well, it's first, I'll go a different way and come back around. You know, people ask
okay.
me all the time when I'm on podcasts, or a lot of times we'll open it up for questions for when I'm doing the live stream TV shows or Q&A when I'm at a speaking engagement. And because people identify me as the fear barrier guy, right, because that's one of my main
right.
subjects, I always get this question, two questions. What are you afraid of? What's your fear? And second is, have you been bullied? Because I tie the fear barrier in with the ultimate bully. And here's my answer to that. We've all been bullied, right? No matter
right.
where you live, no matter where you are, there's always been an older kid in the neighborhood, an older group in the neighborhood. We've all been bullied, right? Some have been bullied much deeper
right.
and at a higher level than others. But at the end of the day, we've all experience that bullying, and it's how you handle it, how you address it. And I'm a firm believer. I'm not a big politically correct guy. I live in the real
right.
world.
And, same here.
And for me, and my message,
right.
my message is real. Yeah, because my message, what I believe, right, is my message is real and raw. And I live my life
right.
this way, Katina. If I say a word or I say it,
mm-hmm.
use a sentence that offends you, but my intention
right.
is pure, then that's your issue that you need to figure out why that offends you. So when you
right,
when you have a bully,
right, right.
you have to learn
mm-hmm.
how to step up to that bully, or else it's just going to keep manifesting and pushing you back, whether that is a physical bully or whether that is a bully in between your ears, right? Either way, you have to
right.
learn how to address it, step up,
right.
and beat it. And that's just the world we live in. And
right.
you can run, but you can't hide forever. And what happens is you go back into that safety, but you stop growing, you stop nature. And when you stop nature, things are not good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll use one example. Like, just say, you'd be amazed at how many people are afraid of the dark. I mean, to sleep in the dark
yeah.
at night. I mean, adults. I mean, it could be a little kid, a 2-year-old, all the way up to a 100-year-old. I mean, I personally know people are afraid of the dark. And I, too, was afraid to sleep in the dark up until a certain point. Probably, we're being raw here, probably up until my 30s, my
okay.
early 30s. And so, I just said, you know what? I can't continue doing this. I'm just going to say a prayer and go to bed. And I went ahead and slept in the dark. And I was like, okay, I was cool. I made it through the first night, the second night, the third. By the time I look up, it's a week. And I'm like, you know what? I got this.
I'm telling you,
it's so liberating.
You know what though happened is you stepped up, right? You got to a point where you said enough is enough. And you also used the tool that works for you. You went into that belief system. So you said a prayer. That was your belief, right? That things are going to be okay. And
things
then
be okay.
What happened, it just, well, you, then what happened is you created a paradigm shift. And that's what it really boils down to. But if you kept running from it, you ran from it for 30 years, right? And it never went away.
It never
got better. And probably, if you look back, it probably got worse at different times, right? Because you in subconsciously, you were beat. And, you know, you stopped growing and moving forward. And in life, you know, I believe we're here for a reason, to grow, expand, and move forward. And when we stop doing that, we go against life's rules. And I always say this, Katina, I don't make the rules. Mm-hmm. You don't make the rules. Life makes the rules, and life says, anything that you want in life, you have to earn it.
All right. That rings so true. So, let me ask you this question. What are some other fears, some other common fears that people just really common? I mean, they can, like, being afraid of the dark is, like, so simple. Some people are afraid to get on the elevator or the escalator, afraid of heights.
Yeah.
They're afraid of water. They're afraid of whatever.
But here's the thing, right? Those fears is something, again, you have to step up, like the fear of water, the fear of heights, the fear of flying. You have to, like, they're the fears that you just have to step up and figure out how to do it, right? Like you did with the fear of the darkness. But here's what I've found over the years. There's so many different fears. And let me give you some examples. You know, the fear of the darkness, the fear of the unknown, the fear of, and that's all your fear was. It was the unknown because you're in the dark.
Exactly.
Right? The fear of the unknown, the fear of failure, the fear of success, right? The fear of what if. But here's what here's what all those fears map to. They map to two fears. They all map to two fears, and that is the fear of what other people think, right?
Yeah.
So many people get stopped in their tracks because they're so afraid of what other people think.
Right.
Here's what I tell people. Here's what I say. Listen, be you. Keep it real.
Right.
If the intention is pure, right, keep it real. Be you. And then you're going to, what happens is then you take all the guesswork out. If they're going to judge you anyway, good or bad, make sure they're accurate. That's all. just make sure they're accurate.
Right. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And these fears, they just manifest just like a bully. And it is the ultimate bully in life because it stops people from growing and moving forward. You know how many ideas are put on the shelf, great ideas that could change lives, build legacies because of these simple fears that can be that need to be identified and can be beaten. And I also have a four-step formula that I call the Bully Buster that that I've used for years, and it's just a great, simple, not always easy, but very simple formula.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
would you like to share?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a four-step process, and I call it the Bully Buster because it will teach you how to identify and crush those dreaded fear barriers every single time. So the first step in this fear barrier is first and foremost understanding what your destination is. Understanding what is it that you want out of this. What's your goal? And I always say if it doesn't scare you and excite you at the same time, it's not big enough. See, we're put on this, we're put here to make it really count. This is our one at bat, right? And when you don't have something that scares you and excites you at the same time, you get bored.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get bored, you look for other things. Second step is I'm a huge, 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 huge guy on your why. When you can identify your why, it clears everything up. And I always say when your why becomes big enough, it's going to pull you through those fear barriers. And when your why becomes bigger than you, you become unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Third step is, what is the action that you're taking? Is it effective, consistent action moving you closer, or is it moving you far further back? Fourth step is what
wow.
I call the game changer. It's the most underutilized, misunderstood step in all of our lives. No, I don't care what you do, who you are, doesn't matter. It's the game changer, and it's your self-talk. It's your inner coach. What are you telling yourself on a daily
right.
basis? Is it uplifting? Is it empowering? Or is it weakening? Is it moving you backwards? Is it making you stutter step? Is it making you stop and say, you know what, maybe I can't do this? And most people, until they learn, and it's such a simple formula,
mm-hmm.
until they learn how to identify and utilize positive, powerful self-talk on a consistent basis,
mm-hmm.
if they're honest
mm-hmm.
and they audit their day, so much is going to be so weakening. I'm too skinny. I'm too fat. I didn't
right,
go to college.
I don't
have a degree. They're not going to want to talk to me. This guy, you know, it goes just constant on and on and on. But you can turn that around. And what that does
Absolutely.
Now, when you get to that fourth step, here's what it does. It leaves you with your results, your reality, which is your self-image. Because, again, I believe you can build it up. You can tear it down. But you can't outperform it. Now, when you get down to that
right.
last point, and you're living in your reality, you know what your results are. If you're not happy, go back to the top, reevaluate,
right.
and take those steps.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wow, that's amazing. That is truly amazing. So let's just say the people that you work with in the corporate world, like, do they have
mm-hmm.
different fears versus someone who might be a trainer or a photographer or work in retail, or do you find that people have common fears regardless of their occupation?
Yeah, you know, I think, like I said, I think, it, you know, overall they map, you know, to, you know, what people think. The fear of what people think seems to be such
the number
one. Such a huge stopper for people, and it's a shame because they're gonna create opinions either way. So like I said,
right,
why not make them accurate
right.
and be yourself? And so many people, especially in the corporate world,
mm-hmm.
they're not able to be themselves, right? They're so afraid
right.
that they won't get that
right.
promotion because it's so political, because it's this, that, and the other. And here's the other
right.
thing I tie in when I'm talking to the corporate world with your self-image. You know, I believe that everything in business follows the culture. I believe your sales
mm-hmm.
your
yeah.
customer service,
yeah.
your
mm-hmm.
bottom line, your ROI, all follows to wherever the culture of your business is. And I share this story.
Mm-hmm.
There's a YouTube interview with Jack Welch. Now, Jack Welch was the CEO and chairman of the board of General Electric from 1980, I think, to 2001 or something like that. And Jack, when he retired, he broke records. He retired with $450 million pension, and
wow,
just a level of levels, but he had under him at one time, I think 450,000 employees, 450,000
mm-hmm.
employees. And there was a time
mm-hmm.
where he had partners and they were purchasing a business a day. They would purchase a business, either flip it or build it. And they were getting, they were buying a business a day. They were buying up to 200 businesses a year. And the interviewer said,
wow,
What's the biggest mistake you've ever made in business? And Jack didn't even
mm-hmm. –
he's about 85 years old right now. He didn't even blink
mm-hmm.
an eye. He said, we should have looked at the culture before the bottom line numbers.
Mm-hmm.
He said every time we looked at the numbers, didn't look at the culture, it came back to bite us. That's how important culture is. But think about this, Katina. What is culture made of? Culture is made of individuals. What's individuals made of?
Mm-hmm.
Individuals are made of their self-image. Either their limiting
mm-hmm.
beliefs or their powerful beliefs about themselves.
Right, about themselves. Absolutely. Self-image is so very important to have that, to have confidence and even self-love. You know, I promote self-love. I mean, people, we need to get people to love themselves because it's really the same, right? Yeah.
It's really the same
yeah.
because your self-image, if you don't love yourself, if you don't believe in yourself, if you – don't put yourself first and put that oxygen mask on first, you can't
yes.
be of service anywhere near. And you know, you teach this. You know that better than anybody. That's why it's such a great connect with me and you, with your audience, because it's the same message. We might be saying, using different verbiage, but it's the same exact message. Here's the other thing too that I want to touch on, since you spoke about kids. I believe, Katina, that the greatest gift by far, there's not even a second place, the greatest gift that an adult, a parent, an adult, a guardian, a teacher, a coach can give a kid is a bulletproof self-image.
Absolutely. Wow, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, we got to get them when they're kids. We got to get them when they're young. Absolutely.
Absolutely. 100%.
Get them when they're young.
100%. Yeah.
Right. Because it comes from the parenting, though, because the parents feel the way that they feel. And, you know, not to bash them or anything like that, but a lot of our parents just had low self-esteem, low self-image when they were growing up because of what was passed down to them, right? So at some point, we have to stand up and break that chain reaction. We have to break that curse. You know, we have to say enough is enough. And,
and that's why it's so important. And I think also you have to be able to, I think you also have to be able to identify. And I think there's a lot of parents out there and grandparents that just can't even identify. And here's what I tell people too, and you hear this all the time in what you do. You know, people want to use their upbringing, their parents, their grandparents, their environment at that time for why they can't win today in life. And here's what I say. Listen, when you're an adult, now it's up to you. Here's what happened.
Right.
Your parents, your grandparents could only, I'm not condoning things that are wrong, right? There's right and wrong in the world. But here's the bottom line. Your parents could, your teachers, your coaches, your aunts, your uncles could only do for you their own level of awareness. They can only operate at their own level of awareness. So if their level of awareness wasn't at that point, listen, that's it. You got to move on.
That's it.
You got to
move
it out
on.
Now. This is your ride, right?
This is your ride, and there's so much help available. I mean, the biggest thing is that people are open to the assistance. I mean, because there's coaches everywhere you look now. There's ministers, there's coaches, there's mentors, there's all types of help and assistance that people can reach out and just, you know, ask for it.
Look how we connected. It's the internet. I mean, you can connect with people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, worldwide. That's why, honestly, there's just no excuse. There's absolutely no excuse. That just means you don't want it bad enough, and that's the bottom line. And the only place that you can look is in the mirror. Here's the other thing I want to, if I can, I'd love to touch on because it ties right into this. Okay, anytime you're in a funk, anytime you think that it can't get any worse, you have it so bad, get outside of your bubble. You know what? I tell people all the time, when they think they have it so bad, I said, you know what? Why don't you go to the children's hospital in your town and watch talk to a little girl at 12 years old that's fighting for her life for cancer. Her family's ready to crumble, and she's the rock of the family.
Right.
Why don't you go to a convalescent home
when
their time is over? Their time is up, right? Why don't you talk to them and say, what did you do? What would you do different? You know, and I always tell people, you know, like I said, people ask me, well, you're the fear barrier guy. What do you fear? Here's what I fear, Katina, over everything, 1,000%, I am terrified of this. I'm terrified of regret. I'm terrified of anything on the table.
Wow.
Whether my ride is over today or my ride is over in 60 years, I don't want to leave. I refuse to leave with regret, because this is it. This is our one at bat.
Right.
I don't know who knows if we come back. I don't know. I have no time to think about that. All I know is where we are right now.
Right now. Right now is what mattered. Right now is what counts.
Yes.
And heaven is on earth, or hell is on earth. It's
absolutely
right now.
And so
it's
is hell.
It's what you make
and
it.
And so is hell. Right.
Heaven and
that's
hell.
That's right. So that's right. And you know what? You nailed it, because so many people don't look at it that way, and that's the real. That's the real. You create your own heaven and hell. You decide what it is that you're going to do in this one ride that we have. And the chances of us even getting here, when you really break down the scientific background of it that I don't even know. I'm not going to pretend to know.
Right.
But it's so unbelievable lottery ticket. It's an unbelievable lottery ticket that we were pulled.
Right.
So why aren't
all those sperm cells, right? All those eggs.
Yeah, wrong with this? They picked you. Are you kidding me? You won the lottery.
Right? Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. So what's one thing that you want to leave with people? One thing for them to ponder and think about?
You know, I think my whole message really goes down to what I just said is start to look at this as and understand what it really is. And this is your one ride. And we don't know how quick it could be changed and how quick it could be over. So why would you want to leave anything? Here's my question to people.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand that and you live that, why wouldn't you want to create, why wouldn't your ultimate goal to create the greatest, most powerful legacy that you can create before this ride is over? And if you're not looking at this ride that way, here's my other question. Why are you here?
Right. Why are you here? What is your purpose? What is your purpose? It goes back.
Why are you
to
here?
Because you said it. You said in the beginning.
You know,
that is amazing.
One of the things I love is, I don't know if you're familiar with Gary Vaynerchuk, social media guy. Anyway, somebody asked him. This lady came up to him and says, "Oh my God, I love your stuff. Oh my God, I know you. Give me." 3 words that are going to be inspirational right now. He was in New York in a cab, right? He goes,
yeah.
And he looks at her and he goes, "You're going to die." And she goes, "What?" He goes, "You're going to die."
Mm-hmm.
And so what he means is we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Run with this.
Yeah, run for your life. Do something. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Have fun. We don't have time
Make
to do anything else.
and enhance lives. Do something that's going to leave a legacy. Because if you don't know why you're here and you don't want to leave the best legacy that you can leave, now that's about whoever you are. It doesn't mean you have to leave that your legacy is going to be, somebody else's. I'm saying about you, right? If you don't look at life, this precious life that way, you're taking up room. You're in people's way that want to really leave that legacy, and that's the real.
Right. It goes back to your why. You have to find out why. Why am I here? What is my purpose? Why? You have to know why.
Yes.
And once you have that why, you're on and running. You have to have something to live for. If you don't have something to live for, you have to find something to live for. You have to find something. You have to have that burning desire like Napoleon Hill spoke of. You have to have that burning desire within you. That is your purpose.
That 100%. And honestly, if you can't find that purpose, then life itself should be your big enough why. Just to be able to, especially living in the country we live in, to be able to go and come as we please, be able to do whatever we want with no major limitations. There's another lottery ticket. Just because we're born in the country we were born in, that's a lottery ticket right there.
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if people wanted to reach out to you, you do life coaching? You do one-on-one?
No, I don't
do
the
group.
We're thinking about maybe putting some groups together, but right now my main focus is Monster Motivator TV. We're a live stream TV show that either comes to you in the Southern California area right now, or I have a studio up in San Diego as well, and also the keynote. And I do also offer workshops on personal development, self-help, and the things that have helped me over the last 17 years really change my life and help me personally and professionally.
Awesome. So they want to reach out to you, they can just go to your website?
Yeah, social media. So all my social media addresses are the same. It's Dave Daly, DaleyMM, like Monster Motivator. And then my website is the same, DaveDalyMM.com. And then I have a second website, MonsterMotivatorTV.com. And just real quick, if someone's not sure, Monster Motivator TV, we highlight, we promote local businesses, nonprofits, people that are making a difference in their community, and we promote them. And it's it doesn't cost you anything. So if anybody knows anyone that might be a good person to come on in the Southern California area, we would love to we'd love to talk to them.
Awesome, awesome! Thank you so much, Dave, for being a guest on the show today. And audience, thank you so much for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Namaste.